Marking the start of a new term of office, after her first 4 years in the post, the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Thursday, gave a 65-minute overview of the human rights scene worldwide. The High Commissioner, Navi Pillay, spoke of the situation in Syria, where various UN-sponsored efforts to end the conflict this year have so far failed.
The situation in Syria is simply quite dire. With no end in sight and no solutions within easy grasp, we are in danger of becoming inured to the horrors that Syrian civilians are suffering day in and day out. But we cannot simply shrug and turn away. The indiscriminate use of heavy weaponry by government forces to destroy large swaths of cities such as Homs and Aleppo is inexcusable, as is the use of huge bombs by extremist opposition groups, which kill and maim civilians as well as military targets. These acts and many other violations committed by both sides may amount to war crimes or crimes against humanity. I urge the Security Council to speak with one voice and to act with one, as one. That is essential in order to send a strong message. The longer this vicious conflict continues, the more lethal it becomes, not just for Syria's own long-term future, but also for the entire region.
An Algerian diplomat, Lakhdar Brahimi, has just taken over as joint UN and Arab League mediator in Syria, and I asked Navi Pillay if she had any advice for him or hopes of a positive outcome for his efforts on the human rights front.
I met with him, and of course I, like everyone else, support his efforts and hope that he will succeed. I support his call for a ceasefire. I have been, and so has the Secretary General, have been calling for a very long time for a stop to the violence, because we said civilians are being caught in the crossfire. I have also, as High Commissioner for Human Rights, based on the factual evidence, called for a referral of alleged perpetrators to the International Criminal Court, because I felt that crimes against humanity were being committed there. So that's my position. In my meeting with Mr. Brahimi, I offered, and he expressed a willingness to accept human rights advisors within his team, because he fully realizes that one of his plans for peace concerns reconstruction and the delivery of human rights protections. And that is my hope on seeing that human rights is intrinsic to any peace negotiations that he might initiate.
Navi Pillay, who is herself South African, said she had been extremely shocked by the killing of 34 protesting miners at the Marikana platinum mine in South Africa on August the 16th.
I was extremely shocked by the killing of 34 protesting miners at the Marikana platinum mine in South Africa on 16th August, which brought back memories of terrible events we all thought had ended along with apartheid. We will be paying close attention to the findings of the ongoing judicial inquiry into exactly what happened at the mine. In addition to ensuring accountability for any unlawful killing, I believe it is essential that the government of South Africa addresses the root causes of the social unrest at this and other mines in the country, including social and economic disparities. With more and more mines affected by strikes and protests and continuing clashes between miners and the authorities, it is critical that the mine workers' grievances are looked at with as much concern as the interests of the mine owners.
She said human rights remain the poor relation of the international system, and she called on more donors, both government and private, to come to the rescue. Otherwise, she warned that the damage to the UN's human rights operation could be considerable and much-needed momentum gained over the past few years risked being halted in its tracks. This is Gordon Martin for Vatican Radio in Geneva.